Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you listeners, Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Today we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Remember, today's date is the 8th of Rajab 1443, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 10th of February 2022. We continue with our special focus into Inheritance, episode number 5. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the first question is, how important is it to execute the inheritance according to the Sharia?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 8th of Rajab 1443, and today is our 5th episode regarding the Islamic law of succession, the Islamic law of inheritance. Anything we want to know, we must go to the Quran Sharif first and then the Sunnah Mubarakah. How important it is for a Muslim person to have his will according to the Sharia. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states in Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 13, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. After the shares of the heirs have been designated and prescribed by Almighty Allah, Allah states, whoever is obedient to Almighty Allah and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Almighty Allah, through His benevolence, mercy and grace, will admit that person into Jannat and into the gardens of paradise, beneath which those gardens of paradise you will find the rivers and the streams are flowing there. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the supreme success. So that is chapter 4, verse 13. However, the converse also applies. When our will is un-Islamic, we carry it out willy-nilly according to our whims, fancies and desires, and we think we know more, then remember Almighty Allah warns us of the severe consequences. Surah chapter 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and goes beyond the limits, to usurp the rights of this person, deprive that person, disown that person, decrease the share of that one, throw out the stepmother, Allah forbid, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. So Almighty Allah will admit those people straight to Jahannam, the hellfire, and they will stay there for very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For such a person will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Chapter 4, verse 14. So let's take our South African context. You know, the law is everywhere, but just one, two important aspects. See, in South Africa, you have the freedom of testation. You can make a will for the zoo also. You can make a will, you understand, for the animals in the Kruger Park also. So all that will be acceptable. So in Islam, all that is rejected, obviously. So we have to ensure that, number one, the amanat, whatever they are of other people, that must be given to them immediately, and it must not get mixed up with the estate of the deceased. Thereafter, the burial, funeral expenses of the deceased from the estate, if somebody wants to pay, the family, friends, whoever, that's fine. the deaths of the deceased. So that will be human beings' deaths. Everybody agree on that. Whether it's personal, corporate, business deaths. But Hanafis then say only human beings' deaths. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbali say the deaths of human beings and the deaths of Almighty Allah. Wadainullah ya haqqu wa ofa. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So outstanding zakat, outstanding sadaqatul fitr, outstanding kafara, person desecrated the name of Almighty Allah by taking an oath. So those type of things, remember, will fall in category 2, whether the person mentioned and stipulated it or not, according to majority scholars. Third one will be wasiya. Wasiya is for non-heirs, and that amount in cash or kind will go to the beneficiary, and that person will not be an heir. It can be a person, organization, can be a non-Muslim also. In wasiya, the one who's receiving, the beneficiary. And remember, it must not exceed 1/3 of the total estate. So yeah, people want to make wasiyat of their fast, their mercy, their salat and so forth. All that will come in this category, yeah. Especially according to the Hanafi school. And then the fourth one will come, that is the shares of the heirs. And in our South African context, 1-2 points we must take cognizance of, and that is when we register our marriage. So remember, you can't register ANC. ANC got nothing to do with a political party or anything. This means the matrimonial regimes, that when you get married, ANC means anti-nuptial contract. So you get married according to the anti-nuptial contract, not the COP. So remember, even anti-nuptial contract, you can't get married with the accrual system. So that's wrong. So it can't be the ANC with the accrual system. That's wrong. So it must be ANC, anti-nuptial contract, excluding, without the accrual system. And it must not be COP, community of property. What does all this mean? If you say COP, I married and I registered COP, I go incur debts, my wife is also responsible. My wife go and incur debts, I'm also responsible. So in everything, we are partners in the profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, in liabilities and so forth. So there's big problem. And then when the person dies, only 50% of the estate is really winded up. The surviving spouse will get the 50%. The second 50% only will be distributed. That is COP. So remember that. And when you say ANC, what the accrual, so that also is un-Islamic, because it means till the time we are married, so then what is hers, and what is mine. But subsequent to our marriage, then we are partners and so forth. So that also is not right. So the only way you can register your marriage Islamically, and your will will be valid, your Islamic will, that is, that will be ANC, not, and it will not, must not, it must be ANC, anti-nuptial contract, and without, excluding the accrual system. So prior to marriage, at the time of marriage, post-marriage, after you married, what is the wife belongs to the wife, what is mine belongs to me, the husband, what is mushtarak al-ashya wal-mushtaraka belongs to both of us, we both paid for it, and so forth. So we need to understand this, especially in our South African context. So we must advise the people and Muslim public that when you register your marriage, ANC, without, excluding the accrual. So that much you must remember. They'll ask, what is the benefit? Then you can draw up an Islamic will, and nobody can then contest it. And remember, my advice always is, when you draw up the Islamic will, show it to the ulama who understand inheritance, and show it to your sharpshoot lawyer also, the legal eagles. So there are no loopholes there from a legal perspective. So that is why we need to do a proper job and no loopholes, and no one can really go and contest the will and so forth and so on.
Mufti Saab, can Mufti Saab please explain to us and go through the shares of the husband and the wife?
Remember, husband share is easy, either 50% or either another 25%. The wife passes away, she doesn't have any children from this husband or previous husband, then the husband's share is 50%. If she passes away, she has a child or no child, if she has a child from this husband or a previous husband, then remember the child or children, then remember that will be 25% for the husband. So what is the husband's share? 50% or 25%? But remember, cognizance must be taken of the fact, it must go according to the sequence. First, the burial, funeral expenses, thereafter, the debts of the deceased, personal, corporate, business debts, then the wasiya, what he bequeathed for non-heirs, maximum 1/3 of the net estate. So all that must be done first, then you come to the shares of the heirs. Not like what's happening today. The heirs are already taking and so forth, but nothing before that is sorted out. So that's haram and not permissible. So therefore, it must go in this sequence I just mentioned. So ready, we all by hearted it now. Husband 50% or 25%. And if you come to the wife, so it will be just half of that. Her wife share will be either 25% or either 12.5%. So now you must remember, husband passed away, wife or wives. See, both it can be. So this husband got no children, nor from this wife or previous wife or whatever. So in that case, the wife will inherit 25%. And if there are children, a child or children from this wife or previous wife, so remember 12.5%. And if there are two wives, 6.25, 6.25. Like that it will work. So remember, so what is the wife's share? 25% or 12.5%. What is the husband's share? 50% or 25%. So straightforward, there's nothing too so difficult to remember that.
Mufti Saab, can we please go through and recap the shares for the children, the sons and the daughters?
Remember that we have to do the daughter first, the biological daughter. We're not speaking of adopted daughter and foster daughter and stepdaughter and all that. We're not speaking about that. We are speaking about the biological daughter. So if she's alone, 50%. If there are two, all this is enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran. Two or more than 2/3. Remember the biological son, S-O-N, he is not Quranic heir, but he must inherit unless he's a murderer or he's a non-Muslim or a murtad apostate. That is a different issue. But in normal circumstances, he must inherit his asaba. So asabiyaba means residuaries. He will take everything after the Quranic heirs, the Zawil Furuz, have taken their respective share. So the daughter, one and alone, 50%. Two or more, 2/3. When she comes, you must remember with the son, meaning her brother, then لِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَذِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, then it will be ratio 2:1. Quickly, Maulana, one person told me, I mustn't test you. You see, I said, no, Maulana Zaid is getting sharp now, sharper by every lesson. He's learning properly now. So 4:4, Maulana, what we will say, 4:4, so double up the son's share, so he's 8. And then the daughter's share will be 4. So 1, 1, 1, 1. So 12 shares. So you got it now. When I said 4, 4, 4 sons, 4 daughters, like that. So it means how many shares now?
So it's 12.
12 shares. You clear? 3, 3.
And 9.
Yeah, you mustn't doubt. Doubt is not knowledge. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا تِبَعَذُوَ. Knowledge is you must be firm and solid. So last one we give you. 4:1. 4 sons, 1 daughter.
9.
9. You like 9, I see. MashaAllah. So that one is perfect. We clear now?
Chief.
So that is there. Now we go, we just make it a little bit more. You understand? So we add some masala to it. So now Zawja, the husband died. He passed away. He left the wife. He left 2 sons and 3 daughters. So now how many are you going to work it out? See what we can do there? It's very easy, actually. Let's see now how you're going to do it.
Mufti Saab, repeat the question, please.
So the husband passed away. So he was, the heirs are wife.
Chi.
And then remember will be 2 sons.
Chi.
Right? And 3 daughters.
Chi.
Right. Now what we will say, wife how much? 12.5%. So 1/8 is 12.5%, right?
Si.
So, and thereafter, now we got two sons and we got three daughters. So just leave the wife out. And how I told you just now, so just work it out there. So how it will be?
So it will be 7 shares.
Very good. Now it is 4 shares for the two sons and 3 shares for the daughters. So now if I want to take it, now I'll take over. So now if I want to take percentage, right, we want to take it to 100%. So it's very easy. So what will happen is this, we will say 12.5% is for who? For the wife. Right?
Si.
And we left with 87.5%. Si. Right? So the two sons will get 25%. Why will they get 25%? Because they double. Lizakari Mr. Unsayin. So how much is left now? So you must remember. So we say that from that 87.5, now 50% is gone. So 37.5 is left. So 12.5, 12.5, and 12.5. You see?
Si.
So for the in this instance here, the wife and the daughter's shares are equal. But it doesn't happen always like that. But you got the understanding now.
Si.
All right. So let's go through that again. So the husband died. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. We make dua for him. So now funeral, burial expenses, the hearse and the grave and the coffin and all that, right? Then we have to look at the debts and all that. Therefore, people today, they hide. You know, nobody knows who they owe. That's wrong also. So you must inform some family members, because you will get people, some of them unscrupulous. They will start claiming your father owe me so much, and your husband owe me so much, but you don't have documentary evidence, you don't have witnesses, but you know your husband, your father was doing deals with this person, but there's nothing. So end of the day, you will say, you know, let us just give him, but we're not sure, you see. So who caused the problem? The person himself, like that. Okay, then the next third one is wasiya. So make witnesses or write down in your will, like that, and maximum 1/3 for non-heirs. Now let's come to this one. Let's just analyze it. So husband died, wife. So wife share, we know 12.5 or 25. So yay, it will be 12.5. 1/8. Why? There are children involved, child or children. Right. So 12.5%. 1/8. Is it clear?
Si.
So that. Then we want to work out the remainder. So now it's two sons and three daughters. We told you just now. So for the daughters, there'll be one share, and the son, there'll be double share. So if you take this one here, so 25%. So 50% gone. And 12.5% is gone. So now we left with 37.5. So remember 12.5, 12.5, 12.5, like that. So all don't work out so easy. This we just cooked up in our head, you know, to make it easy for you, Maulana Zahid, like that, you see. Otherwise, it can work out difficult also and all that. So that is how you must remember. Take one more example, we turn it around. Who died? Wife died,
see.
Right. So now the wife died, and now remember that there is 6 sons. You must remember that. And there is, you must remember that, let's make it 5 sons. So we say that 5 sons and 2 daughters. You see? 5 sons and 2 daughters. And this type of. So now we make it a little bit more. You understand? Difficult like. So who passed away? The wife. So now, how much will. So the heirs are who now? So the husband and the 5 sons and 2 daughters.
Si.
Right. So now in a case like that, how much the husband will inherit?
He'll get 25%.
Perfect. Husband will get 25. Why? Because there's a child or children involved, and his share is 25 or 50%, so 25. So 75% is left. Now we got how many? We got there 5 sons.
Si.
And plus we got 2 daughters. Isn't it so?
Si.
So now how many shares we'll make there?
12 shares.
12 shares. You see that now? So these 12 shares, you must remember, will be given this proportionately. Now you do that, okay, we'll explain all that afterwards. So that will go to the sons and the daughters, so you must remember that. So that, so we will say from the remainder now, 75%, so remember that that will go, that how many shares? So 12 shares. So 12 shares. suggest 10 to the 5 sons and 2 to the daughters, 1 each. Right? So that is how. How all that, then you have, there's another chapter on that, how you work it out. But so far, we got the understanding. So we worked out husband share, wife share, we worked out son share, daughter share. Remember, son must inherit, although he is not Quranic heir, but is very powerful. Once a son comes, then all the siblings, brothers, sisters of the deceased, they get deprived. And once the biological father comes of the deceased, then all the siblings, brothers, sisters of the deceased are deprived. That's 100% across the board and across the spectrum.
Inshallah, we reached the halfway point now. Inshallah, we'll take a break and then afterwards we will continue, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we welcome our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, back to this program. Mufti Sahab, the next question is, we just need to recap the shares for the parents.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we did the shares of the spouses, husband, wife, we did about the biological children. Now we go to the biological parents. So remember, foster parents, adopted parents, step parents, none of them inherit. We must be clear on all these issues here. In our family, we had a case now. So you must remember that the father remarried, and now then this lady, the stepmother, passed away. But the stepmother doesn't have any children. So we had to explain to them how to do it and so forth and so on. So you must understand that they don't mean that the stepmother brought the children up from first month or first week or whatever. That doesn't matter. The fact remains she is not the biological mother. Or is not the biological father. So who are disqualified as far as inheritance go? Adopted parents disqualified, step parents disqualified, foster parents disqualified. We're speaking about who? We are speaking about, remember, the biological parents. Now remember these three laws. If you understand these three laws, I say it in Arabic because it makes it easy. We're speaking about the mother. The mother, biological mother, of the deceased. Do you understand? So the son or daughter predeceased the mother, predeceased the parent, like that. So in a case like that, inda wujudil walad. Inda wujudil walad. So it means the deceased has a son or a daughter. The deceased has a son or a daughter. So how much for the mother? 1/6. How much for the mother? 1/6. We clear on that now? Sure. So that's first one. Second scenario will be in the wujudit ta'addud. So when there are two or more brothers, two or more sisters, or one brother, one sister, min ayyi jihat inkanat, whether it is full brother, full sister, half brother, half sister, half brother from the father's side, half sister from the mother's side, whatever it is, so once there is two or more siblings. So remember, then the mother will inherit 1/6. So we say lil ummi as-sudus, for the mother is 1/6. When in the wujud al-ta'addud and in the wujud al-walad. So when there is a mother and there is a child of the deceased, so the mother will receive 1/6. Or if there is no child and so forth, but the deceased is survived by two or more brothers, whether it's full brothers, full sisters, half brothers, half sisters, all that is immaterial, so then the mother will inherit 1/6. Are you clear on this, Mawzai, till then?
Si.
So if you say it in Arabic, you'll remember easily. Inda wujudil walad and inda wujudil ta'addud. Ta'addud refers to?
Brothers and sisters.
Two or more. Two or more. And whether it's full or whether it's half, right? Uterine or consanguine and all that. Uterine means the mother is the same. Consanguine means that the father is the same. Now, that's all legal jargon and all, just makes life more difficult. So we just give in simple half brother, half sister, like that. Okay? So that is what you should. Now, the third one will be where there isn't a child and there are no brothers, no sisters, or there is only one brother or only one sister. You see? So in that case there, the mother will inherit falaha as-thuluth. Then she will inherit 1/3. How much you will inherit? 1/3. So what is the mother's share? The mother's share is either 1/6 or either 1/3. Fali ummihi thuluth. So fali ummihi thuluth is when in the adami, adam means not, in the adami wujudil walad, when there's no child, in the adami wujudil ta'addud, when there is no ta'addud, there's no two or more siblings, right? Brothers, sisters. So it means there's no siblings and no children. Or there is a sibling, but it's one only. Either one brother only, or either one sister only. So in that case there, fali ummihi thuluth. So the mother will get, you must remember, 1/3. Are we clear now? Si. So that is the mother's share. Now whose share is the left? The father. The father is a big shot. You must remember that al abu yarithu min al jihatain, that the father, biological father, he must inherit, unless he's a murderer, Allah forbid, or a non-Muslim, or a murtad, he denounced Islam, became apostate, Allah forbid. That's different. But in normal circumstances, he must inherit. And remember, for the father, the minimum share will be what? 1/6. You can't go less than 1/6 for the father. You clear? Sure. No? Now come to the father's share here. I'm reading from Quran, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 11. Wali abawayhi, and for the parents. So it means son or daughter passed away. The parents, both the biological father, mother alive. Likulli wahidim minhum as-sudus. So for each one of them, they will be 1/6, 1/6. Mimma taraka in kana lahu walad. So from what the deceased left, and remember if he has a child or children. So now let's take easy example. So now you must remember that who passed away? The son passed away. Right? The son passed away. And now he left father, he left mother, and he left a son. So you got the A's? This is very easy. So son passed away, and remember that the son was survived by his parents, mother, father, and one son. Are we clear?
Gee.
So now you work it out, Mahana Zahid. So how much the father will get?
1/6.
Very good. How much the mother will get?
1/6.
And what will happen to the residue remainder?
Son.
One son. So that son will take it. Now let's say if it is 2 sons or 4 sons or 10 sons. So what will happen?
Split it accordingly.
Right. The remainder will be distributed, divided amongst them equally. We clear?
Sure.
With that. Right. That is finished, out of the way. Now you must remember, let's go to a little bit difficult one now. Difficult meaning is a little bit, you understand, it can complicate, confuse. Sometimes it blows the fuses also. So you must remember the daughter passed away. Or the son passed away, doesn't matter. And then that deceased was survived by father, mother, and daughter. Father, mother, and daughter. Now how much the father will get, Mona Zaid?
Father will get 1/6.
1/6. And how much the mother will get?
1/6.
Now remember, if you take the 1/6, 1/6 together, that equates how much? It's equivalent to?
1/3.
If you take the father's share, mother's share, and you merge it, combine it together, it becomes equivalent to
1/3.
1/6, 1/6 makes 2/6. So 2/6 is 1/3. Be clear? Alright. So now here the daughter or the son passed away, and the heirs were who? Father, mother, and one daughter. Now you tell me, now what's going to happen? How much the daughter will get? You did it just now. Wa in kanat wahidatan falahan nisf.
Half.
So how much the daughter will get?
Half.
You must know these verses. So we will say that the father got 1/6, the mother got 1/6, and half went to the daughter. So bring it on percentage. So here you will say that 1/3 is for the parents.
Gee.
Isn't it so? Mm. And how many percent for the daughter?
Half.
50%. Mm. So now is there a share left or not? There is a share left. So now what will happen to that share? That share will go to the?
Father.
Father, good. So that share will go to the? Father. So the father is such a strong personality and person that Yarisu, he will inherit his Quranic share, which is 1/6. And when there's a daughter or daughters or whatever, so you must remember, then sometimes when there's a residue, there's a balance, there's some amount left, then he inherits the remaining amount. So let's bring it, the estate is 100 rin, just to make life easy. The estate is 100 rin. So now that daughter passed away, now Bichari, she left 100 rin. So now these are the A's. So now the father, 1/6. The mother, 1/6. So what we told you collectively, how much is it?
1/3.
1/3. So it means 33 and 1/3 rin went to them. And then the daughter of the deceased, so she will get how many percent? Don't make mistake. Daughter alone, 50%. So 50 rin will go to her. Right. So now you must remember there's still a portion left. So you must remember that 33 and 1/3 and 50, so 83 and some percentage, so 1/6 is still left. So that portion will go to the father. You clear? That portion will go to the father. So you must remember, so the father inherited the 1/6 by virtue of being Quranic heir. And the other 1/6 he got is by virtue of being asaba, residuary. He takes the balance. You clear on that? Now just let's turn it a little bit, fine tune it a little bit. So now in this case here, the son passed away. And this son here, now he is survived by his parents and two daughters. Two, three, four, five daughters, whatever. So you must remember what will happen in a case like that. So the father will get how much?
The father will get 1/6.
1/6. Mother will get?
1/6.
1/6. Collectively?
1/3.
1/3. Good. Now 1/3 is gone. But he also left two or more daughters. So how much they will get?
They will get 2/3.
Very good. So let's just make it easy. We say that it is two daughters. So we will say 1/6, 1/6 to the parents. And we will say 1/3, 1/3 to who?
Daughters.
The two daughters. You got it now? The father only got his what? What share he got?
His Quranic share.
Yeah, good. And he didn't get any?
Other share.
Asaba. So he didn't get asaba. Why? Because, it's finished now. So this type of thing. You got it now? So there's nothing left. There's no balance. There's no residue. So that is how you must. And now you want to make another angle to it. You can do that also. So we just make one chakkar there and see. So, we must learn basically all this. So that the person, the son passed away or daughter passed away. And they were survived by parents. And then was that mayit left one son, one daughter. So what you will say? How much the parents will inherit?
1/3 to, 1/6 to the mother, 1/6 to the father.
Collectively?
1/3.
Right. We clear on that? Then the mayit left one son and one daughter. So that residue now. So how much is the residue? 2/3. So how will we divide it now between son and daughter?
So we'll divide it into 3 shares.
Very good. We will divide it into 3 shares. That is the residue, the 2/3. So we'll make 3 shares of the remainder, 2 for the son and 1 for the daughter. Mafum, now you're understanding. It's clear. Right. Now we have one more. Now today's lesson, the new aspect. Who are we discussing now?
Today we're discussing the brothers and the sisters.
Right. Now everyone must pay attention because it gets but complicating. So you must pay attention. You know, in school the teacher would tell us. Nowadays we don't know whether they teach like that or not. But the teacher there, he had the duster in his hand and he had the stick in his hand. One hand's duster, one. Sometimes you'll knock the duster on the board and sometimes you'll knock the stick on the desk. I want your undivided attention. So then we all knew we had to wake up now. No look here, there and all that. So I also want your undivided attention. We are discussing the shares of the siblings. Whose siblings? The deceased siblings. What does siblings means? Brothers, sisters. Right? So you must remember. Now first we go to Quran. First we go to Quran. Now pay attention. Wa in kana, which ayat? Surah 4 verse 12. Chapter 4 verse 12. Wa in kana rajulu yurathu kalala aw imra'atu. So remember, there's a person who's kalala. Now the first thing we must understand, kalala. What is the definition of kalala? Ma adal walid wal walad. I'm kalala. You understand? I don't have parents, so my father, by the way, passed away. So, and I don't have, you must remember, children. So I'm kalala. So it means no father and no children. So you can say no parents and no children. So he's kalala. Now, that lady, she's kalala. Like my wife, so she'll be kalala also. You understand? She doesn't have father, meaning father passed away, my parents passed away. And she doesn't have children. So I'm kalala and she's kalala also. Right? So that is the meaning of kalala. Quran uses it. So now, wala. Now this word here, you must understand. This is primary, paramount importance. Quran says, walahu akhun. What Quran said? Walahu, and the deceased. He has got a brother or a sister. But it don't mean brother, sister, like what you understand. When Sahaba used to read this ayat with tafsir and commentary, like Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu and them, they used to read, وَلَهُ أَخٌ لِأُمِّنْ أَوْ أُخُتٌ لِأُمِّنْ. So it means that this is got a uterine brother or uterine sister. Now uterine brother, uterine sister, all is very difficult. So a half brother or half sister from the mother's side. They share the same mother, but the fathers are different. They share the same mother. So they call, in technical English, legal, you call uterine brother, uterine sister. Right? So remember that. So half brother from the mother's side, or half sister from the mother's side. So what Quran says, now pay attention. فَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ. So then for each one of them, if they one alone, they get 1/6. Right? If they're alone, they'll get 1/6. Then Quran goes on, فَإِن كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And if they are more than that, that refers to what? One. If they're more than that, more than one. So ذَلِكَ refers to one. So if they're two or more, two sisters, two brothers, one brother, one sister, but all half, uterine brother, uterine sister, half brother, half sister, all from the mother's side. For whom sure then they will inherit equally in 1/3. Yeah, the ratio 2:1, double single, will not work. So I passed away, I'm kalala, and remember I left one brother, one sister, and they share the same mother with me. So that brother, sister, they will share the 1/3 equally. You understood? So 1/6, 1/6, it means. You understood? Like that. For whom shuraka ufi thuluth. So we got it now. But with that, because they are linked, their connection to the deceased is not a very strong one. It's not through the father, it's through the mother. So the Quran didn't say there clearly that this are half brother, half sister from the mother's side. But Sahaba, they wrote that in their tafsir. So therefore, there's ijma and consensus, and you have to do that. Just now I'm going to give you another verse, so that will exclude the uterine brother, uterine sister. But because this link is not so strong, so all the usul, all the furu will deprive them. So once there's a father, they're deprived. Once there's a dada, abul pa, sapa, opa, so remember there is a grandfather, paternal grandfather, they're deprived. So father will deprive them, grandfather will deprive them, that is dada, that is pa, sapa, opa, you understand? So that will be deprived them. Then you come downwards, the son will deprive them, the son also deprive them, and you must remember that the daughter also will deprive them. The daughter also will deprive them. So they will only inherit if there is no father and there is no paternal grandfather, dada and opa and pasapa, not masapa, not nana. Nana don't feature. So you must remember dada. So that is paternal grandfather. Or there will be no son, or there must be no daughter. Then only they'll inherit. Are we clear? And if they are two or more, then they inherit one third. And if it's male and female, they inherit equally. Understood? Like that. So who we sorted out? We sorted out the uterine brothers, uterine sisters. We clear now? So you will say, hey, they got three hala, three circumstances. If they one, 1/6. If they two or more, 1/3. And if usul furu come, on top you go, bottom you go, they are there, they deprive. What we mean top? Father is there, grandfather is there, the paternal grandfather. So then they are deprived, they don't enter. Down you go, bottom you go, so son is there, daughter is there, then they deprived. Are we clear? Right. Now you must remember who is left now, Mawlana Zahid. When we look at siblings, we sorted out uterine brother, uterine sister. Right? Are we clear? So who's the left? So the full brother, full sister is left. The consanguine brother, consanguine sister. Now they're all big, big words, just leave it out. So you must remember the half brother, half sister from the father's side is left. Is that clear now? Now to understand this, we have to go back. Once you understood that properly, then you'll understand this properly. Let's go back to the daughter and the son share. Let's go back to who? Daughter and the son share. What we said, one daughter, how much, Molana?
If there's one, it's half.
Ah, good. So one daughter, 50%. Two or more daughters?
1/3.
No, two-thirds. Yeah, don't make mistake. So one daughter, so you must remember 50%. Two or more daughters, then?
2/3.
2/3. And if they come with the son and daughter, then it is ratio 2:1. Same thing works here. Same. But remember, they will get deprived when either the biological father comes or either when the biological son comes. Right? Now let's go. We go right to the ending of Surah Nisa. The last verse of Surah Nisa. So what is Surah Nisa? Chapter number 4 and verse number 176, right? Chapter 4, verse 176. Now people send me queries. So you call that query what? Istifta. And you answer it, and you are the mufti. So the person who answers is the mufti. So yastaftunak, they came and queried the question by you. They're asking you, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qul, Allahu yuftikum fil kalala. Now you join it, Allah is giving the fatwa. Therefore Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the greatest celebrated student of Ibn Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, wrote the whole book on this. A'alam al-muwaqqi'in al-rabbil alameen. You can read A'alam or you read I'lam, both ways. So A'alam al-muwaqqi'in al-rabbil alameen. Therefore the mufti, the alim who's giving the fatwa, his job is very difficult. He is saying this is the fatwa and the verdict from Almighty Allah's side. You see that? That is why. So Allah yuftikum. Allah is giving you the verdict. Fil kalala. Kalala, no father, no children. Now see, now I'm reading. Surah 4, verse 176. Now remember, cognizance must be taken of the fact that here the brothers, sisters, we are speaking about the who? Full brothers, full sisters. Half brothers, half sisters from the father's side. The one we did in the beginning of Surah Nisa is the half brother, half sister from the mother's side. فَلَا تَعَارُزَ بَيْنَ الْآيَتَيْنِ Alhamdulillah, then there's no conflict in the verses. Are we clear? Right. Innimru'un halaka, a person passed away, male or female. Laysa lahu waladun, he doesn't have children. And then you will add there. Laysa lahu waladun wala walidun. He don't have children and he don't have a father. That is how we classify to be a what? A kalala. Right. Okay. Walahu ukhtun. So you remember the daughter share alone, 50%. Two or more, 2/3. If they son and daughter, double single. Same thing, you see. وَلَهُ أُخْتٌ وَلَهُ أُخْتٌ شَقِيقَ. He has a full sister. Like me, I die now, I have a full sister. You understood? So فَلَهَا نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكْ. So she will get half. You understand? And I have two sisters, so you must remember, فَإِنْ كَانَتَ ثْنَتَيْنِ. And if there are two or more sisters, فَلَهُمَ الثُّلُثَانِ مِمَّا تَرَكْ. So then they will inherit, you must remember, 2/3. You got it down, so you must remember. So this is applicable for the sister and the half-sister from the father's side. You got it? So I must remember that. Okay. Now what happens if I pass away and I don't have parents, I don't have father, I don't have children, but I got brothers and sisters? So Quran says, وَإِن كَانُوا إِخْوَةَ الرِّجَالَ وَنِسَاءَ. And if they are brothers and sisters, then they will inherit double single. فَلِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. So how same like brothers, have you got sons and daughters? Yeah, same thing. But the difference yeah will be that yeah, you are saying it's full brother, full sister, or half brother, half sister from the father's side. The mayyid, the deceased, and these siblings, those brothers, sisters share the same father. Are we clear? And this type of thing. And you must write down that they all will be deprived if the deceased father is there or the deceased son is there. You got it? So you must remember that. So because I told you that's across the board. So that is what we mean that yeah now. So this ayat came and clarified all this. So the brothers, so yeah, don't make a mistake now. If somebody asks you the which brother is a Quranic heir? Listen to the question carefully. Which brother is a Quranic heir? You know the answer, Maulana? So you will say, Ahun. Which brother? Li'ummin. The uterine brother. The half-brother from the mother's side. So he is Quranic heir. Because Allah gave shares to him. But the full brother, the half-brother from the father's side and all that. So you must remember they are asaba. They are asaba. They are like the son. They'll just take the remainder and everything. You got it down. Are you clear? Know that. And when they come with their sisters, so the full brother with the full sister, half brother with the half sister from the father's side, so then the ratio will be 2 to 1. See what Allah says. يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَذِلُّوا. Allah explained to you in detail. Bayan. You know, in Tabligh Jamaat, they say today is Bayan. Bayan means explanation. Tabiyin, to explain in detail. يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَدْوِلُّوا. أَلَّا تَدْوِلُّوا. So you don't go astray. You see? So we must know that. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah Ta'ala's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing and perfect. And so me and you make mistakes. Allah is Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. No mistakes by Allah. Me and you forget. Allah never ever forgets. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. So that is now. We have finished husband, wife. We finished sons, daughters. We finish the parents. Now today's lesson, we finish the siblings. Quickly to recap, if it is uterine, half brother, half sister from the mother's side, then if they one, 1/6. If they two or more, فَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فِي ثُلُثٍ. They are partners in the 1/3. So they will inherit equally. But they get deprived by all the usul furu, both sides up and down. Father is there, out, they deprive. Grandfather is there, they're out. Grandfather, the father's father. The grandfather, dada, pa, sa, pa, opa. So then they are deprived. Son is there, deprived. Daughter is there, deprived. You see that? So there. Then you come the other side, the full sister, the full brother, the half sister from the father's side, half brother from the father's side. If they want the daughter, the sisters rather, the sisters they want 50%. If they two or more, 2/3. And if they come with their respective brothers, then the ratio 2:1. You got it? That's the summary of the whole thing there. Be clear?
Sure.
Then must go to it. So in the starting of Surah Nisa, Allah has mentioned, and in the ending of Surah Nisa, Allah has mentioned. So we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So 12 o'clock will be the news bulletin, mashallah, with Brother Yusuf Ali. Thereafter, Maulana Ilyas Patel, Hafidhullah, his advices, 12 to 1. 1 o'clock Adhan, 1:05 to 1:30. Inshallah, Inshallah Al-Aziz. Today we will complete Surah Safat, 149 to 186, inshallah. 130 to 2, Surah Kahf from the archives, 99 to 104. 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:40 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. And then 3:40 to 4 o'clock, Shamail Tirmidhi by Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, Hafidhullah. 4 to 5, Surah An'am by Mona Ridwan Kaji. 5 to 7, Mona Khalid Yaqub. And then 7 to 7:30 will be Surah Safat, the repeat of it. We'll be ending Surah Safat, inshallah. 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel's advices. 8 to 10, discussion, Maulana Arafat, Maulana Salim Karim. 10 to 11, Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki, Al-Shaheed, Rahimahullah's talk. So wonderful lineup, and I will be in Ispingo Beach today, inshallah, after Maghrib. And tomorrow, Jumu'ah, in the Mir Bank Masjid, the Refinery Masjid, Masjid Al-Tazkiyah. So those two programs, inshallah al-Aziz. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We head on now to the news with Brother Yusuf Ali. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.